A statement issued by South Korea's Joint Chiefs of Staff was light on details, saying only that it took action to prevent an accidental clash. But according to Russian media, South Korea sent its own F-16s into the air to meet three Russian warplanes that had entered unannounced the buffer zone outside the country's airspace. A Russian state-owned news outlet claimed that Moscow officials said they did not recognize the boundaries that were established unilaterally by Seoul. The move has heightened tensions in a region already on edge. This week, Washington and Seoul launched some of their largest joint military drills in years amid North Korean provocations. These include exercises involving aircraft, warships, tanks, and potentially tens of thousands of troops.